Hi, I'm Jeff Stecker, and this is Sean McFerrin. We both work for Fujitsu, and I'm the Microsoft Alliance Director.
I'm in charge of cloud marketing for Fujitsu America.
And so we're happy to talk to you today about a solution that Fujitsu and Microsoft and SAP have been working together on to help optimize data center management for an SAP environment. And take a bit of time and just talk about some of the cooperation that we've had as a company. You may not know Fujitsu that well. You may know Fujitsu quite a bit, so you know who we are and where we're coming from. We're the third largest IT company in the world, right after IBM and HP. And we have our headquarters in Japan and a real strong emphasis on making technology easier for people to use in their day-to-day lives. And that includes systems management on the back end. We have sunk billions of dollars into cloud research and development. A similar cloud investment in the last couple of years as Microsoft has made. And we work with a lot of large global corporations, which applies to the presentation we have today. Specifically with Microsoft, we've been excited to work on some joint offerings together. We're the only company, other than Microsoft, to host Azure in our own data center in Japan. And we have Azure running. We're managing that in Fujitsu Japan. And so we have quite a bit of experience in working on cloud technologies with Microsoft. We have private cloud solutions, which include a private cloud fast track, which you saw featured in the keynote today. And that is a more generic variant of what we're going to be presenting today. Today is more specifically focused on the SAP business. In the last year, we've also rolled out a hybrid cloud solution. And at the end of this presentation, I'll describe a little bit more about that after we get through the content. But this has been a great collaboration era for us, Fujitsu and Microsoft and SAP working together. The solution we're going to talk about today is called FlexFrame for SAP on Windows. And it's a virtualized private cloud environment. And it's a solution that we've been running on other platforms, non-Windows environments, for probably 6 or 7 years now. We've got hundreds of customers running FlexFrame. And we're excited now to be announcing it for Windows Server. And System Center 2012 is incorporated into it. So now that we've got the advanced features of 2012, we're rolling that out as part of this FlexFrame solution. So the architecture you're seeing here has been proven for many years. And we're taking advantage of the new Windows Server 2012, as was just announced. It's no longer codenamed Windows Server 8. Windows Server 2012 and Windows and the System Center 2012 features are rolled into this. So I'm going to hand the clicker over here to Sean, who will walk us through how FlexFrame works and what you can do to optimize your data centers in your SAP environment.
So before we get too far into it, I was going to ask for a raise of hands. How many of you are actually running SAP today? Well, I didn't touch a thing. Since we talked last, I haven't touched a thing. So it says it's on. So can you hear me now? I'm still talking. So all right. How many of you are running SAP?
Yeah,
there we go.
Now you can hear me. So. Are you running it on Windows or Linux or Unix or what? If you're running SAP today.
How many on Unix?
Nobody on, okay, everybody's on Windows.
How many on Linux?
There, he's on Linux, there you go.
How many on Windows? Okay, so about this, when we've asked that question, it's been evenly split between Linux and Windows.
Right, so you know, there's a lot of challenges to running SAP, as we all know. It's a very mission-critical, hardcore, very multi-tiered application environment. And unfortunately, if you look at this pie chart, you see that, you know, 5% of your investment goes to buying hardware to run it. And 23% is towards applications. The rest of the money spent for SAP is, you know, infrastructure management and maintenance, application management and maintenance, right? So most of the money on SAP deployments are spent in headcount, just keeping the lights on, basically. So old school infrastructure decisions, you know, that aren't cloud-based, aren't, you know, fast track and so forth, you know, have big impacts on your financial capabilities. So SAP is overwhelmingly complex. You know, more than 70% of your budget's just spent keeping the lights on. And there's a better way to do things. So the new school approach is an integrated SAP infrastructure solution. I like to think of it as a private cloud for SAP. And that's what we've done by partnering with Microsoft. And so the whole point of this is to really help the business drive forward. You want to reduce your costs. You want to increase your agility. You want to improve your quality of service and reduce complexity. And let's be honest, you know, you're a company running SAP. Your whole business is based on this. And most clients are really struggling with, you know, how do I consolidate SAP? How do I buy a company and merge it in? How do I, you know, meet the needs of the business users? And when IT takes days to weeks to months to do something, it's a real impact to the business. So what the point of our solution is to take changes that would normally take months and reduce them to minutes. Make it very self-serve. Make it very automated. The presentation we saw this morning from Brad Anderson was fantastic because it really was talking about, you know, creating a real cloud solution. What they talked about was very generic. What we've done with FlexFrame for SAP is create a very, you know, integrated cloud solution specifically for running SAP workloads. And you can see that in today's infrastructure, if you look on the left-hand side of this chart over here, the traditional deployment of IT is, okay, you have management people and staff and tools for the storage. You have the same thing, you know, management people, tools, and so forth for networks, and the same thing for servers, and the same thing for VMs and OSs, and so forth. The system center is going to do a lot to bring all that together and create more of an integrated stack. But the final piece, the missing piece, is tying it into the application layer. So what we've done with FlexFrame for SAP is we have a very tightly integrated stack from SAP all the way down through the infrastructure. So on the right, we've created a very seamless, vertically integrated stack. So if you're changing application, for example, you want to roll out a copy, a clone of a development environment, boom, you push a button, there's your clone type of thing. It doesn't take a meeting, doesn't take an organizational structure. You don't have to have a call set up with your network guy, your storage guy, your VMware guy, your OS guys to plan, hey, what are we going to do to roll out a clone of this kind of thing? It doesn't take days and weeks to organize something. So we've created a very vertical stack from top to bottom. Now that's done in partnership with Microsoft and SAP. So we have bundled the best capabilities of all of our companies. We've pooled our resources to create this particular solution. It's not just something that Fujitsu did on our own. So really what it is, it's an end-to-end infrastructure solution for SAP, complete management of servers, virtual machines, storage, network, and the SAP applications. And it's integrated. You know, all our hardware is completely tied into this whole thing. And the key benefits is, you know, between a traditional deployment and a FlexFrame is typically 30 to 50% savings in both CapEx and OpEx. So you not only need less hardware, you can get by with a lot less IT staff to keep the lights on and keep the thing running. And your IT staff can be, you can spend a lot more time working on innovation and adding new business functions instead of just trying to keep up with the IT infrastructure as things happen day to day, right? So the whole point is to just be that much more responsive to changes in the business. And now, as Jeff mentioned, FlexFrame for SAP, the Linux version, has been available for 7 years now. We have hundreds of customers running it. We actually have many managed services providers, some of our own competitors, buy this platform to host SAP customers on. So it's been a very popular environment for people who specialize in doing SAP work to deploy SAP on as a managed services platform because of these features. So basically what we've done is we've created a complete hardware stack. So you've got all the, you know, in our case, you know, we're using our Primogy servers, we're using the Eternus, you know, storage from Fujitsu. We've got the, you know, network switches in there and so forth. You know, on top of that, we've layered on the Hyper-V and the SQL Server 2012 environment. And we've married all that to SAP. So SAP's Landscape Virtualization Manager is their interface for application management. Now, on top of that, you've got the various management tools. So you see System Center in there, and we've actually layered on a piece of Fujitsu technology called Resource Orchestrator, ROR. Resource Orchestrator is like a orchestrator, you know, a spruced up, goosed up, you know, hyped up orchestrator. It's got a lot of superpowers, actually, that make it a lot easier for us to integrate and tie it into applications and so forth. So we've married that on top of System Center. And then we're using some of the System Center service portal, for example. So to turn this thing into a self-service utility, you have to have a portal. So we're using the System Center portal to do that. So end users, like developers, can go out there and, like the demonstration we saw this morning, you can go to the menu and pick, hey, I want to replicate my CRM development environment. Boom, you can push a button and it'll replicate that, bring up the VMs, deploy the software, and it only takes a few minutes to do those kind of tasks now. You used to have to be a basis person working with all the different IT people to do that kind of stuff. Now it's self-service. The developers can just go point and click and get what they want. Pretty cool. So with this very tight integration of the infrastructure into SAP LVM, we get to automate a lot of SAP processes completely from end to end. So, you know, backing up and recovery and moving workloads and load balancing, all these kind of things are now automated. You get automated high availability. So if you start to see a resource having a problem for some reason, it's not meeting its performance thresholds, the system will automatically take care of it and move a VM or bring up a new VM to take advantage of more compute power somewhere else. So that's all been automated. Complete infrastructure management, so all the monitoring of all the different parts of the infrastructure. In the demonstration this morning, Brad and so forth, they demonstrated, you know, how do you detect problems? How do you look at the problems and identify what's the core root cause of a problem? So we build all those kind of capabilities into this for SAP. You have a complete service and support stack for the whole solution. So, you know, in our case, you know, you have one number to call Fujitsu, and our support desk is now integrated with SAP and with Microsoft, so if you need help and there's a problem, we can help you diagnose and take care of it for you. It's a cockpit for all SAP, so things like manage, stop, start, relocate, you know, capacity management, things like system copies, system cloning, all the dashboards and monitoring and reporting. It's all one integrated stack. Now, you know, in the presentation this morning, it seemed like, wow, you know, I could do all this myself. This would be great. You know, I mean, with the tools that Microsoft gives you with System Center and Windows 2012 are fantastic. But it still takes time to set up your environments and tailor your environments and create the orchestration runbooks and do things. So what Fujitsu's done is spent, you know, over a year now, and we're still not quite done yet. We haven't officially released this for Windows. It'll be released in July. But we're still, you know, teaming with SAP and Microsoft to develop this. So there's still a lot of work to be done to create a very seamless, integrated experience with all the dashboards that you want for SAP. So there's a lot of value add that Fujitsu brings to the party, even though we are using those off-the-shelf capabilities from Microsoft. Now, basically, the way it looks is, you know, here's a picture of the storage at the bottom and the servers at the top. And, you know, we have a control node. So a control node is just a box where all the software runs. And, you know, at the bottom we have SAP Landscape Manager that's going to control SAP. That's tied into the Fujitsu Resource Orchestrator. And the Resource Orchestrator is what tells everything what to do. Hey, do a backup, do a clone, do a high availability thing, do disaster recovery, spawn this kind of thing off, do load balancing. So all these, our Resource Orchestrator is what's the brains behind all the automation that goes in here. But we have tied it to the Windows managers and the service portal and so forth. So that's all tightly integrated. So this green box that we call the control node is everything it takes to automate and control that kind of stuff. So if you want to actually deploy, you know, a server, first you define your logical server. So maybe it's like a CRM application. You define what that's going to look like in your case, and each one of those colored boxes up at the top there represent a different application. So, you know, yellow might be CRM, and, you know,
I should add here, these logical servers and how you configure them enable you to define both production, development, and test environments and manage them in the same infrastructure. And as far as we know, this is the only SAP-certified way to do that. It reduces the total number of physical servers dramatically compared to any other way that you can manage a mixed environment of development, production, and test, all in one combined infrastructure. So you significantly reduce your total number of servers by defining these logical servers separately.
Thank you. So in this case, we're going to deploy a CRM system, and the CRM templates would get deployed on the appropriate, you know, Hyper-V tier. And if you want physical servers in here, by the way, you can have physical servers. And then you start to deploy other applications, and you just keep deploying. You know, it could be, you know, CRM next, and then HR next, and then, you know, your ERP production. This could be a whole configured environment with the storage and everything. And Resource Orchestrator is controlling all this kind of stuff, again, using the Microsoft tools. But if you need to do things like move workloads around or do load balancing, it's really easy just to move workloads back and forth. The system can do that automated as well. So it's very easy to just control what's going on. Now, so a traditional data center where you've done it all yourself, you know, there's a lot of steps, you know, that you have to develop to run your SAP data center. And it's not easy, it's not simple. And as I said, it's very labor intensive, and it takes a team of people working together. And unfortunately, you know, in the industry, most application downtime and service level issues are not because of hardware reliability or performance issues. It's usually human error. So all this coordination between people is, you know, fraught with peril. There's a lot of challenges and so forth. So, you know, you can go to a hypervisor, and hypervisor can help you kind of shrink your IT footprint a little bit, but it still doesn't necessarily help coordinate deploying SAP. But with FlexFrame for Windows, you know, we're automating so much, and we're taking so many human steps out of the equation by automating that there's a lot less issues with downtime. There's a lot less issues with performance. It's a lot easier to deal with issues and changes as they come up. So we're reducing the time to deploy. We're reducing risk. We're definitely lowering your costs, at least, you know, 30 to 50%. More like 60% in many cases. And we're definitely raising your ability to be agile to meet the needs of the business. So it's really, you know, accelerating your provisioning and your reaction times dramatically. All right, so you get better high availability services as well. So what we have is system monitors, just watching your different workloads and keeping track of what's going on. It lets you set different performance thresholds for every one of your templates that you want to have. And, you know, it'll restart or switch over if a service is not available or not meeting its performance goals. So it's watching for that. Oh, whoops, wait, I have a system issue for whatever reason. Could be a network issue, could be whatever. But we automatically can restart all those tasks now onto another system somewhere else.
Just to comment back on that picture, you've been in IT any length of time, you've seen example, the RAID drive array, it's all redundant storage, and you pull out a physical disk drive, and the system just starts recovering immediately, and you swap in a new storage instance, and it'll rebuild that array, and the system automatically recovers. Well, this scenario, and I've actually seen somebody walk up and grab a server and yank it out of the FlexFrame environment. And it takes about 15 minutes to recover. So the control node detects, whoops, we lost a server. What processes were running on that? And it takes all of those processes and moves them to another instance at the exact same state. So it knew what the state is. And the only manual intervention or any transactions that were in flight but not committed, you have to go back and manually resolve those after it recovers. But you may affect only a handful of users that way, but the entire landscape, it remains intact, and that server has now been repopulated in a different place in that infrastructure environment. And like I said, it takes about 15 minutes for that recovery, and all the transactions just keep humming along just as usual. So it's that same kind of high availability that we've seen at the storage level for years now applied all the way up to the application layer.
So right now where we are with this particular solution is we're looking for pilot customers. So just like Microsoft likes to go out and test their software ahead of time, we're going to start doing pilots for FlexFrame for Windows in July. And then we'll be releasing this solution for general availability in about October timeframe this year. And so it's a pretty exciting offering. And if you guys are interested in talking to us about a pilot, please come up to us. We have a booth downstairs, so if you want to come and ask us questions at the booth later, you can, or we're going to be here for a while here still. You can ask us questions. Now, as Jeff mentioned before, we have well over 300 clients worldwide, including a lot of managed services providers. You'll see a lot of their names on here, by the way, like T-Systems, and there's a couple you won't see on here, by the way, but there's some other big companies, competitors of ours, that use this as well as part of their SAP managed services capabilities. So it's really kind of exciting capability for us, and the Windows version is going to be even more exciting because it's built in with System Center and Windows 2008. So here's a couple really nice quotes from Microsoft. You know, the combination of infrastructure and application management fits well with Microsoft's private cloud strategy for business critical applications. And then SAP, you know, talks about it as well as they've expanded their offering to Windows. So we've been doing this with SAP for 7 years. They're very familiar with our capabilities already. So the bottom line is, you know, it's a much better vertical integration from top to bottom. If you're going to do a new SAP deployment or trying to consolidate SAP deployments, this is really kind of a neat offering. It's actually multi-tenanted. You can have multiple SAP instances, different version levels, running on the same platform concurrently. They're all protected from each other, so, you know, you're not sharing data and all that kind of stuff. It's high availability by design, all the automation to control all the SAP. It's easy to extend, so if you need to add more IT infrastructure, more storage, more servers, it's very easy to just plug them in and go, just like the demonstration we saw earlier today.
That multi-tenancy is an added benefit for acquisitions and mergers. When you have to combine organizations, you need a place to put things and consolidate things and then do a rationalized ongoing update to the systems.
Yeah, so we see that a lot. We see a lot of clients who buy a company. Oh, geez, can we first consolidate our IT infrastructure? Yes, you can. This makes it very easy. And then over time, they actually want to merge instances into one SAP instance. So this gives you the luxury of doing that in a nice, simple, easy, gradual progression type of fashion. So the bottom line is with FlexFrame, it's cheaper, better, faster, and easier. And it's also certified. It's a great, it's a globally certified solution that Microsoft and SAP and Fujitsu all support globally. So the bottom line is, you know, it's what we're trying to do is offer the new school IT approach for SAP versus old school. And this particular chart shows you that, you know, you can literally pull out of your pie chart there a huge chunk of cost savings. You can reapply that to innovation. Spend more time and energy, you know, meeting the needs of the business, adding new capabilities, focusing on mobile or, you know, other kinds of integration projects, and not just, you know, spending IT dollars keeping the lights on to operate SAP. All right, so what's next? You know, if you have any of these following situations, like, hey, I'm planning an SAP upgrade, you know, whether it's the infrastructure itself or the software, you know, probably now is a really good time to start talking to us about FlexFrame. If you're looking for cloud, Well, this is literally a private cloud for SAP. Now, using all the neat Microsoft stuff we heard about this morning, and if you're wanting to re-platform, if you're on Unix or Linux and you want to re-platform to Windows, okay, this is a great offering for you. If you want to re-platform your database, go from Oracle or DB2 to SQL Server, then maybe you should talk to us, because FlexFrame not only helps make that easy, but we have some services and legacy modernization services and capabilities that also can help in that process. So we make it really easy, you know, hey, just call us or talk to us now. We'll review your situation and help you prepare a really good strategy for how this could plug into your environment. And our global contact for this is, by the way, developed in Germany. So our development center for this is in Germany with SAP. So it's all right there. And so Wolfgang Feuter is our global lead. And then myself and Jeff are your contacts here in the U.S. for this particular solution. All right, so Jeff, I'm going to turn it back to you. And you had some other things you want to talk about. And thank you.
Yeah, we'll open it up for questions if anyone has questions. I will mention we do have some other solutions that are featured at our booth that you may be interested in as well. FlexFrame is a private cloud solution. We have a more generic private cloud solution called the Microsoft Private Cloud Fast Track. It's a reference architecture that can be used for any generic workload, similar to how FlexFrame for SAP works for SAP workloads. So if you're interested in private cloud, you can talk to us. And we've also got hybrid cloud. So
wait a minute. Why don't you explain a little more what that is? So
So the private cloud fast track is a reference architecture, and it can start very, very small for a small company or department level, mid-sized companies or very, very large companies. So it's a reference architecture that can go from small to extremely large in a private cloud installation. And it includes all of the servers, network storage, the virtual machines, the management, and it's got some unique Fujitsu technology on top of it that closes that, you know, that last mile of automated provisioning and chargeback capability for a complete private cloud solution.
But it's tied in with System Center and
it is, right. Yes. It supports Hyper-V and System Center and the whole management stack.
Right. All right. And then you brought up?
Yes, our hybrid cloud solution as well, which is a, as you saw mentioned in the keynote this morning, companies are looking for cloud on your terms. Do I want my solutions run in my own data center? Do I want them run in a service providers hosted by a third party like Fujitsu or another company that has a data center? Or do I want to put it into a public cloud, a multi-tenant environment such as Windows Azure? Especially for global companies and other companies that are facing data regulations and compliance issues about where their data is located, there's some needs if you've got sensitive personal information or other information that requires an extra level of sensitivity, or certain countries say you just have to keep this data inside the borders of the country, you just don't let it outside the borders. So we have options that will allow you to separate out your data stores from your processing, put some in-country in a Fujitsu hosted location or on-premises, and still put processing and maybe some burst capabilities or processing of non-sensitive data up in a public cloud environment. And an example of that is our own retail solutions for gift card management. So when you go into a retailer and you get a little gift card that's charged up with funds, you can buy things. Our own retail solution it's running on .NET and SQL Server. The data store is kept by Fujitsu, and we've been managing retail transactions for years in a secure environment. So we keep that on our own data center, but the application itself runs up in Azure. The benefit that we add in that solution is similar to offering FlexFrame and offering it as a service capability. We've worked with Microsoft to create an integrated billing solution and integrated support system. So you've got one phone number to call, you get one invoice for the whole picture, whether it's private cloud services or hosted services in our data center or Microsoft Azure services. You can get that all in a single bill if you want, and you get a single number to call for support. We've got the escalation pass all covered. So you don't get the vendor finger pointing and saying, well, who's responsible to fix it? We've already got that worked out with Microsoft. So we know exactly where to go to fix the solutions when something may happen that you need extra support on. You can talk to us about that. But the bottom line is, this is a real exciting time in technology. A lot of the cloud capabilities are very real. A lot of the cloud technologies are getting implemented inside, you know, corporate data centers. They're not just by service providers. And so the FlexFrame solution, the private cloud fast track solution are great examples of that. And there's an increasing demand for flexibility because of compliance. I want all the benefits of cloud, but I've got security issues. I've got regulatory issues I just gotta deal with, you know. And there's no way around those. So we've got ways that you can still be flexible with cloud implementations that address those. So we're happy to have that conversation with you. And we'd love to open up for conversations even now. If anyone has a question they'd like to ask about FlexFrame or the other solutions we're talking about.
I have a question. How many of you are running like SAP BW? Nobody's using BW? All right.
Yeah, Business Warehouse?
You know, we do, but we have a SAP just released SAP HANA, which is their in-memory database appliance, and it speeds up SAP BW activities like 1,000%. It's a very significant database accelerator for SAP deployments. So I just thought I'd mention that in case you were running BW, but... All righty. Anything else?
Feel free to come up afterwards or stop.
Yeah, he's got a question. Yeah. All right.
Actually, with your solution, you're providing an orchestration mechanism. Is it your own solution, your own tools, or is it based on the system center orchestration?
The question was the orchestration layer. Is that provided by Fujitsu tools or based on System Center? There's actually some of both in there. So System Center takes it to a certain level, and then there's some additional orchestration capabilities that we use a Fujitsu resource orchestrator to add those additional capabilities.
Yes. So we do add the Fujitsu resource orchestrator, as he said, takes off. It has a lot more, I can't explain it, but there's a lot more capabilities in the Fujitsu Resource Orchestrator. So for SAP, we decided to layer that on top of System Center to handle the kind of complex scripts that we saw with SAP. Yeah. So we try to use System Center as much as possible, but where we thought, hey, this makes sense to add some value, we layered in Fujitsu IP or other people's IP.
You'll find that with all of the private cloud fast track implementations, there is with all of the partners that Microsoft listed, including Fujitsu, they're going to have some of their own technology embedded into that because Microsoft doesn't take it all the way to a full-on genuine private cloud. I mean, all the foundation is there with the Microsoft stack, but there is that last gap that needs to be closed by the partner. And as he mentioned in the keynote today, the application visibility and how System Center links into the application monitoring, some of that needs to be provided by partners as well. And so that's some of the capabilities that are built into FlexFrame.
Right, and we've already been using the Fujitsu Orchestrator for our prior release. So for us, again, it was a great way to fast-track our development with this particular solution for SAP on Windows. So,
great questions. Thanks. Other questions folks have?
All right. So we'll be here, and we'll be down in our booth a little later this morning for any questions. But come on up afterwards and give us a chat if you have any other thoughts or topics you want to talk about. Thank you.
Thank you.